This is Bird Note. We're in West Africa, northern Ghana, at Mole National Wildlife Reserve. The heat is intense. We've hiked down a steep embankment to a broad floodplain, me with my binoculars, and Zachariah Ware, a park ranger, with his rifle. Soon we're pushing through a field of chest-high peppermint. Birds spring up around us like grasshoppers. We look for a clearing where we can cross a shallow stream. Then, through low trees, I hear an unmistakable sound. Zach, there's an elephant nearby. Yes, Mom, I know. Don't be afraid. I know that one. It's a good one. My heart is pounding as we move downstream. A blue-breasted kingfisher calls, yet my attention is drawn to a large hole at the base of a dead tree. What lives there? I ask. An aardvark, Mum. Nothing to worry about. You wait here. I'm going around the bend in the stream. Watch the sky. You're going to see something you will never forget. Zach disappears, and I'm on high alert. Suddenly, an exquisite rainbow of carmine, copper, cerulean, and green rises into the air, as flight after flight of red-throated bee-eaters emerge from burrows in a sandbank and take to the sky. Special thanks to drummer Alwala Hassan. I'm Mary McCann, inviting you to share your birding adventures at birdnote.org.